This is KCUR 89.3. Violinist Noah Geller is the Kansas City Symphony's concertmaster. This weekend, he'll perform as a soloist with the orchestra in Bela Bartok's second violin concerto. Geller told KPR's Michael Keelan that it's not his first time to solo with the symphony.
As it's happened, I get to participate in some form of solo performance every season, but usually for one or two concerts, and it's really a special opportunity every time.
And this is a mountainous opportunity of a concerto, the Bartok Second Violin Concerto, which you could almost call his violin concerto. There is that first one, but he reused some of the music later on in something else. But this is a big concerto. It's almost 40 minutes long, but it never feels long to the listener because there's so much variety to it. Can you talk about that?
It is definitely a more monumental work than the first concerto, which was actually published after his death. He never heard the first concerto performed. He wrote it for a romantic interest of his from many years prior, and she basically kept it in a filing cabinet until after he died, and then it was published. But the second concerto was widely considered his violin concerto, as you said. In a way, its form is rather conservative, but every time Bartok introduces a new theme, I feel like he's in a completely different sound world or a completely different character. There's just so much opportunity for imagination, and as you listen, you really have to keep an open mind because it's not always what you would call pleasant music. But if you use your imagination, there are so many incredible scenarios that you could come up with that this music could go to. So in that way, I think this piece is going to be something that I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life in terms of figuring out new ways and new things to do with it.
When I think about Bartok as a performer, he was a pianist, and he sort of used the nature of the piano in his music as a percussive instrument really well. Mm-hmm. Do you think he used the nature of the violin as a singing instrument in this concerto?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I've never quite thought of it that way. I more think of it as Bartok's, in a way, his strongest instrument that he writes for, maybe second to piano. I think some of his most amazing output is for the violin or for strings or a combination of those.
Besides the solo violin, what are some other instruments in the orchestra that get a little bit of a special notice in this concerto or some effects that you hear?
That's a great question. This concerto's orchestration is exceptional. Possibly the most interesting that I've ever seen in a violin concerto, but I don't want to start a big debate about that. First of all, the way he writes for the orchestra while the violin is playing is such that there aren't really balance problems written in, and he uses solo winds a lot. He uses brass a lot, especially when the orchestra is tutti and he has these big brass chorales. But one instrument that I think should get a special mention that you might not think of is the harp. His harp writing is unbelievable, and he uses the celeste a lot. The percussion plays a big role.
And we'll just point out that the celeste is the Sugar Plum Fairy instrument.
Yeah.
And the conductor for this concert comes from Bartok's neck of the woods, or at least his name does, Christian Machelaru. Have you worked with him before, or has he conducted in Kansas City before?
No, this is actually Christy's debut in Kansas City, and I call him Christy because we're actually friends and colleagues from Philadelphia, where he was the associate conductor. And I have played many concerts with him while I was in the orchestra. So we're good friends, and I think it's going to be an amazing collaboration for me. I really respect his musicianship. I think he brings a lot to the table. I think his star is very much on the rise right now, and I think Kansas Cityans are in for a real treat with Christy.
That was the Kansas City Symphony's concertmaster Noah Geller. He spoke with KPR's Michael Keelan. The symphony will perform Bartok's Violin Concerto No. 2, as well as other works, tonight through Sunday at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.